Welcome to Val de Alba, to the updated version of an ancient Muslim farming community that was once called Alquería Blanca, the White Farmlands. Like the white light of dawn, when life awakens as the sun rises. But let's not get all mystical. Here's a little secret. You are standing in the youngest, most dynamic town among those towns remaining in Plana del Arc. In fact, compared to those old fogies, we are newborns. Our municipal charter was signed in 1925, less than 100 years ago. Curious, considering that we first settled in this valley, in the Muslim area. We've already told you about how the town got its name. You know, centuries ago, King Jaume I, the Conqueror, made his way through here, as did the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, the Order of Montesa, and others. And now, you're here. And we've been waiting for you, to reveal to you our essence. By the way, are you feeling hungry? Because you now find yourself in the place to enjoy fine food and drink. And that is thanks to the topography of the valley and its geographical location, halfway to everywhere, tucked neatly between Rosildos, Castellón, and Teruel. All roads lead to Val de Alba. The whole world passes through here, so of course we had to make the most of it. Ah, one thing that is really important, to discover and understand the idiosyncrasies of Val de Alba, it really helps to take your car, because, well, let's just say we kind of spread out where we like. Yes, apart from the urban center in which you are now standing, Val de Alba is also comprised of a number of districts that we recommend you visit. They are all located nearby, but it's better to go by car or bike. La Barona, La Pelajaneta, El Pou de Beca, Pla del Arc are just a few of these places to explore. And what does all of this have to do with cuisine? Today's districts are made up of old masos, or farmhouses, a small group of houses whose inhabitants lived among the fields and animals. In most of these districts, there were taverns, where they once served food and drink. These taverns were a meeting place and even served as a grocery store. Most were run by courageous, enterprising women who ran both the business and the kitchen. From those taverns, we move on to the wide network of bars and restaurants in all the districts and in Val de Alba itself. But let's get right to it. What do we eat? From the magical mid-morning esmorzar to haute cuisine. For those of you who don't know, the mid-morning esmorzar in these parts is practically a religious ritual. The typical esmorzar dish is in fact a large dish filled with all sorts of stews and assorted fare. But don't get there late, because after 10:30 they stop serving. So get up early and with a healthy, hearty appetite. As we mentioned earlier, haute cuisine is a taste of Val de Alba. In fact, the first Michelin star awarded in the province came to our little town. Modern cuisine, reinterpreting traditional cuisine, is here for you to enjoy. We also offer the more classic dishes, such as tombé de bœuf, a stew made with beef or meat from the bull, grilled lamb, and lamb served in a delicious sauce. Living so close to the mountain means that the main source of meat comes from grazing animals such as goat, sheep, and lamb. So much for the salty dishes. Now, when it comes to sweet confections, nobody beats us. When it comes to preparing nuts such as walnuts and almonds, we are specialists. You might even say we raise it to the level of fine art. And along with the local production of honey, we offer you the best treats for those of you with a sweet tooth. Sweet, flaky empanadas made with sweet potato or pumpkin. And of course, the typical Valencian cocas. You can choose tomato or spinach. By the way, here, our cocas are made folded over, like a book. The sweet version also includes almonds, pumpkin, or walnuts, plus a lot of sugar and deliciousness. We really want you to enjoy yourself here, But first, we would like to give you a proper introduction to our town. We're waiting for you at our next place of interest,